Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate here, and I am glad to have all of you listening with us today. And I have a really very special guest. My guest today is Dr. Dan Matthews, and he is a chiropractor based in Little Rock, Arkansas, and he has, for about the last 25 to 30 years, he has been actually doing some really remarkable work to help people traverse the challenges of their lives, and he calls it holy divine healing. And I am going to just bring him onto the line right now. Hi, Dr. Dan. Welcome.
Thank you, Melinda. Very honored to be here today.
Well, I'm really so happy to have you. I was just sharing a little bit about you, the fact that you are a chiropractor and a spiritual healer from Little Rock, and that you have been doing some remarkable and very loving work for about the last 30 years, helping people kind of traverse the challenges and the issues of their lives. And you call your work holy divine healing. And since this is the first time that I've interviewed you on my program, if you would just maybe share just a bit of information about how this all began, and then I may have some questions for you.
Okay, very good. Well, Holy Divine Healing began for me on my last day of vacation in August of 94 at my mother-in-law's bay house in South Alabama on a very hot, humid day. I was given the task of cleaning up the yard at the bay house while my family went for one last dip in the Gulf, and about three quarters of the way finished with my task, I got overheated, nauseated, quit sweating, knew I was in trouble. I made it into the bay house where the air conditioner was going, and walking toward the bed, I passed out and fell over the couch onto the cushions and immediately was going through a tunnel. And was quite, you think you're dying when that happens to you, and that's what I thought. But a little voice told me I would be okay. And so I'm going down this tunnel, and on occasion there's a tunnel that comes into my tunnel, kind of like the on-ramp of a freeway. And after each time that happened, I felt more positive. And after the sixth tunnel came into my tunnel, in just a flash, I was in a reality having a telepathic experience, and I was in a circle surrounded by 57 androgynes, and there were 13 crystal light beings and me inside of the circle, and there was activity going on. I understood every bit of it, and I understood all about these crystal light beings. They understood about me, and they were flowing torsos of living color. They had heads and trunks, but no legs. And so they were levitating. And there was this one in particular that was kind of in charge of the activity going on. And this being was levitating right in front of me, but turned sideways. And I was admiring his turquoise and pink jawbone. And when I thought how beautiful, it turned and looked me in the eye and zapped me with the transmission of light from its eyes into mine, and it awakened me to my sacred journey. And right after this happened, I was placed back into the tunnel, and away I go, and I'm coming back to the earth. And there are exits off of my tunnel, and I can feel myself being dumbed down, losing my telepathy and that sort of thing in the process. And then I could see the earth, and right before I came back onto the earth, a voice of the highest messenger told me that everybody on this earth was put here for two reasons. One of them is to have to comprehend life lessons and acquire understanding, and the second one is to learn to live the parable of being a Christed being. And that's the whole secret of success on this earth, because this is what empowers your inner holiness to show, tell, and lead you, instead of you telling it what it's allowed to be by being stuck in some kind of belief process and trying to figure it out and do it yourself. That's an assured butt kicking from your negative ego, which is what governs yourself, and it gives you fear, pain, and punishment, and defending the and justifying the belief systems that it puts on you, which you have about the things in life that you do not know or understand. And so 2 days back at my office, my chiropractic office from my vacation, on a lady I still see to this day, I had a discovery that the same method that I use in chiropractic to retrieve information from the patient to determine the treatment of the day, which in my case is leg length evaluation, a kinesiology process, I discovered that by using the same process that I could communicate with a person's inner holiness. And if your heart beats, it's in there, and it's the same intelligence that beats your heart that makes the world go round and keeps all celestial bodies in harmony and balance. And learning to have a relationship with this intelligence is the secret to life. And see, every time you have a problem, you're standing at this crossroads. The human thing to do is to try to figure it out and fix it yourself, and you'll go down the road of your negative egos, fear, pain, and punishment. Your other option is to learn to surrender your problems to your inner holiness to be dealt with. That is your higher power. That part of you is 100% conscious and knows all of life. And how well that works for you will be determined by your ability to do step two, which is to yield to the will of your inner holiness by becoming mindful of the whispering voice and gut knowing it gives you and obeying it. And then thirdly, show up in this day without bringing yesterday's woes with you, and take your next step trusting the divine flow of life, and a door to miracles will open for you, and the most amazing opportunity and goodness will come your way. And so we get an opportunity to switch over to living the parable of being a Christed being each time a problem comes up. So we get several opportunities a day. And so once you learn how to ride that bicycle, you know, amazing things happen. Okay?
Thank you. That's a really succinct recap of what I was hoping you'd be able to share, and I knew you would. Thank you for that. So I know there's so much information that you have received about what is occurring in our world right now, and I am constantly being asked, I'm constantly myself kind of looking around and wanting to understand it. So if you could explain about the levels the levels of consciousness or the paradigms that we've operated in previously, so people might have a sense of what's going on right now and what we can look forward to. I know you say that we've been living in the level of belief for millennia. So could you explain that?
Certainly. You know, the first thing that people need to understand is that before you were human on this earth, in an ancient world on this earth, you were a holy being of the holy O and had a knowing consciousness. And through a series of events, it was determined that we needed to acquire understanding to go with our knowing. And and see, when you was a holy being of the holy O, you lived in a divine matrix of a 9-cluster mechanism that had over 62 million Oniverses in it. And each Oniverse is 10 times bigger than a universe. And And what happened was that the plan of grand design decided to bring forth a school of understanding, and to house this school, they took a tenth of the universe that we're in here and broke it off. That was the Big Bang, and it created the universe to house the school of understanding. And to go to this school, you have to check your knowing in at the door and consent to have your Trinity disassembled. And then you get to find your way back home by having one lesson in life after the next. And if you comprehend the lesson, you acquire understanding. And so that's what our purpose of being in the human shadow world of belief consciousness is about. And see, there are three fuels of consciousness. The very best is knowing, and knowing comes from your inner holiness. So having a connection to your inner divinity is the source of knowing consciousness, and its origin is your pulse. Pulses are origins of knowing consciousness. And the second one is understanding. Understanding comes from comprehending life lessons, studying a subject academically, performing a task over and over again over time. You will develop an expertise in a certain area of life. And this is what understanding is. And see, with both knowing and understanding, you can heal ignorance, which is a lack of knowledge and understanding. Yes. And see, if you don't know or understand, the next fuel of consciousness is belief. And belief is our opinion about the things in life we neither know or understand. You know, nobody knows or understands heaven and hell and reincarnation, but they certainly have beliefs about it. And so belief has to do with human opinion and people telling you things that they may not have any knowledge of. And my grandfather, who I consider a wise man, he used to say that a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. The average person learns from their own. Idiots never learn, and fools take advice from them. And you're never misled and manipulated or lied to with what you know and understand. It's belief
that
gets us off. It is thin ice, and nobody seems to notice that the root word of it is lie. It's right in the middle of it. And
when I hear that word
belief, a red flag goes up. And so what I advocate people do is get out of the belief business and get into the trusting of your inner holiness business. And so just switch those two words out of your vocabulary, and you'll do much better. People don't realize it, but when your relationship to the divine is through belief, you're telling the holy order what it's allowed to be, or you're not going to accept it. And that's, but when you trust in the holy order, that puts you in the posture to be shown, told, and led in the moment by a divine intelligence. And you're always going to come out in a much better place with that approach. And so it's the easy button, learning to live the parable of being a Christ in being.
Well put. Thank you. And the belief level is really the lowest level that we have operated in for a long time. And right now it kind of looks like that's changing. So can you maybe give us your understanding of what's going on now with the belief level?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, well, you see, when we came out of when we landed in the school of understanding, see, that's what started the downfall world. And we call it that because we had to check our knowing in. But we actually landed in the first paradigm. And that's when one dimension of reality goes into your consciousness, it creates a reality of consciousness of death, destruction, killing, and war, and that kind of thing. So we were barbarians, and we had no belief even. And the first step of ascension for barbarians in the first paradigm is to be indoctrinated with a belief of a higher power with a savior model. And this brings the barbarians that we were up to the second and third paradigm. And so having 2 to 3 dimensions of consciousness calculating into your thought is the belief range. And it was the greatest thing that ever happened when it happened. But over time, we've built up problems around belief consciousness, and the only way to heal those problems is to make a bigger picture of life based on higher consciousness. And so belief has to yield to our knowing and understanding. And ever since the harmonic convergence of 87, consciousness has been rising on this planet, and everybody on it is stewing in it. And it is the cutting edge of higher consciousness of each individual that is fueling purge of their other end of their spectrum of their shadow world. And that's what's the main thing going on right now. And see, we've made it down to the bottom of the barrel, which is the first paradigm. We're now purging war. And it was the Russian-Ukraine thing that really brought this into the picture. But the price we pay to ascend is we got to clean our mess up, is what it all means. And it ensures we do it because your ascension will fuel the purging of your shadow. But if you understand that, it makes it much easier to get through this and not just to get lost in your purge.
It helped me tremendously to kind of have this framework of understanding what's going on. It's not always easy. It still is pretty messy internally and externally at times. But it's really, I think, very helpful to acknowledge that what's happening is that we are opening into higher levels of our own understanding. What do you? It sounds like this thing is speeded up. Could you maybe share a little bit about that?
Yeah, and it's because it's full spectrum right now. We've made it all the way down to the bottom. You know, we started out our purging our third paradigm, and then our second, and now we're down to the first. And so it's never been darker or more yucky, and yet we've never been more conscious. So it's happening on both ends. But if you see the bigger picture and realize that in order to ascend, you have to clean your mess up, it's not such a big deal after all. But you got to have that bigger picture. And healing life through the bigger picture is what works. And it allows you to see things in a new light and come to a higher level of understanding and take a second look and change your mind and get off the hook and get free. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what I think we're all really longing for and hoping to work through as gracefully as possible. And it isn't always a feeling that graceful. But when we're bumping up against these things, it is our belief construct that's dissolving. And we kind of been operating that way and hanging on to that structure for a long time. And we can see it now beginning to come apart. So it's a fascinating picture out there right now, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
But I appreciate the encouragement that you offer in your understanding of this and the way that you are able to frame it so that we can, you know, we can have more understanding. So I know that we as humans, ultimately what we want knowing, which in my view is enlightenment, I guess, is that the highest level that we can look to attain as human beings?
Well, it is, and you know, as more dimensions of reality go into your consciousness, your perception of reality changes, and it's at the 15th level of cosmic consciousness that we have enough consciousness to become enlightened, and it actually brings forth the actualization of our divine expressions. And each level up the ascension ladder, there's more goodies to be had, you know, more gifts unfold. And everybody's got them. Yeah. Certainly does.
And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because I think there are people that, you know, they are just beginning to awaken to this change that's going on within them. And so I think it's really important for everyone to recognize and hear that everyone has this inner divine holiness. So no matter what kind of a mess you've made of things, you can turn it around and start moving up the ladder of understanding into knowing. So I know you have a beautiful prayer that you have put together to, which really just very clearly gives people steps that they can use as they are kind of moving through this. Could I ask you to share that with us?
Sure, certainly. I have a business card that has kind of an elaborate version of a parable of Christ consciousness on it, and but I also have a more simple one, and what I hope is if people, you know, like they'll take my card and they'll make it their intention of the day. Well, that's fine, and I hope that when you look at it, there's going to be a little bit of it that doesn't quite resonate with you. And what will happen if you say it as your intention of the day for a couple of weeks, normally your inner holiness will tell you how to edit my card to make it your card. And when that happens, write it down exactly the way it is. And that's your organic parable. And what you do with it is there's two steps. The first one is to do it for an intention of the day until you get your organic version, and then you're ready for part two. And part two is not about a daily intention of the day with the card. Part two is about taking your organic parable into your life with you. And if something goes south in your day, instead of trying to figure it out and fix it yourself, pause and do the parable, and amazing things will happen. And it just totally opens things up. And the parable, you know, the three basic parts is, you know, first of all, forgive yourself for the times in life you tried to figure it out and do it yourself and got your butt kicked, because that happens a lot for people. And then...
Yes, it does.
That's right. You have to learn to surrender. That's the first step. Surrender your problems, worries, concerns, and issues to your higher power. So you got a big you and a little you. The little you is self. It's 10% conscious, has no knowing, and is always under the thumb of the negative ego. And then you have the big you, which is your inner holiness, and it's under divine command. And that's what you want running the show and analyzing your issues and situations. See, it's not just for Sunday school, but the divineness of life. You got to put it to work in the problematic part of your life. And that's what happens. You know, you surrender your problems to your inner holiness to be dealt with. And the next step is you have to yield to the will of your inner holiness. And that means become mindful of the whispering voice and gut knowing your inner holiness gives you. And then thirdly, show up in your day without bringing yesterday's woes with you, and take your next step trusting the divine flow of life. And you get this free ride, and this amazing thing happens. This door to miracles will open, and the most incredible things will happen. And that's the very same procedure we use when we do blessings on people through Holy Divine Healing. It is through the process of Christ consciousness that your divine decree is assembled, and then the divine decree is pronounced, And as long as it satisfies three orders, it has to glorify the holiness of life, it has to benefit the client and all people, and it has to make loving, wholesome, kind feelings into life. And if you can construct a divine decree that will do that, the intelligence of life will be compelled to make it happen. And that's the power.
Beautiful.
Of it.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes, everyone can learn to do this. And it is beautifully simple, but it isn't always the easiest thing that we can do. So if anyone is listening, what I am going to do is I am going to direct you to Dr. Dan's website, which is holydivinehealing.wordpress.com. And he also has a Facebook page. And what is that called, Dr. Dan?
Well, it's a YouTube page. It's called Holy Divine Healing Dan. And I've got 13 hours of this kind of talk on there about various subjects. But that's a YouTube, Holy Divine Healing Dan.
Okay, perfect. And I would highly recommend that you visit that YouTube channel and listen to some of his more expanded talks. Dr. Dan does offer group healings on a regular basis, and you can just call in and listen and connect with the entire group. And I promise you, you will greatly benefit from that. I have been listening for the last several months, and some remarkable information is being shared, and some very powerful blessings are available. Also, Dr. Dan does a distance session, so if you are interested in actually having a one-on-one session, you can certainly schedule that, and it is highly recommended. What number should they call if they'd like to schedule a personal session, Dr. Dan?
Okay, the number is 501-416-1996.
And thank you. That number is 501-416-1996. And they should leave a message at that number and not a text. Is that correct?
Yeah. I don't text. I'm a non-technology. I do answer the phone, but I'm sorry for the inconvenience, but my guidance won't let me do it. So I'm all wired up to do this. It's not compatible.
Okay. Understandable. It's not
okay.
Everyone needs to do everything. So, Dr. Dan, I'm so grateful to have you on the program, and I know that there are probably going to be some questions that people have as they listen. I know when I first was introduced to your work, I sure had lots of questions. So I'd love to have you maybe come back again at some point in the future and do another interview if you would be open to it. I think that would be wonderful and be much appreciated.
Certainly. I'm always honored to be of assistance. I love to serve.
I know you do. I know you do. Well, thank you so very much, Dr. Dan, for the work that you're doing and for being here with my community today on Blog Talk Radio. And the link that you came in to listen will be the replay link that you can go back to after the program. So just know that this replay will be posted for you to listen again, and I encourage you doing that. So we have run out of time. Dr. Dan, thank you so very much.
You bet.
It's a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye. All right. That went good.
Yeah.